fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver.
The cattle train had stopped at Bonneville Station only long enough to leave a sack of mail and take on wood.
And as soon as you got all the wood you need, get that shebang out of here.
Matty ruled the station with an iron hand.
Hey, Matty, look over yonder.
Hmm? Say, what's going on over there? Looks like a necktie party or something. Gunplay. Hand me that there shotgun.
Yes.
That mob's coming this way, and if those rannies think they can throw lead around my railroad station and smash up windows, I'll salt them down with buckshot.
Why, Matty, they're chasing someone.
I've got eyes. Critter's traveling like a scared rabbit.
Nothing but a kid.
Grab him.
We can grab him. Here's your shotgun.
Leave it there. I don't need no shotgun to stop a lean yearling like that un.
Look out.
Hold on there, somebody.
Let me go. Let me go, I tell you.
Not your face.
Let's go.
I ain't got you, boy. Don't try your squirming on me.
Let me go.
Hey.
Come back here. Come here, dead wretcher.
He hopped the train.
Get away.
He was squirming like an eel, slipped right out.
He's got the train. He's hanging onto that last cattle car.
Let me get a shot at him.
Oh, no, you don't.
But, Matty, let go my rifle.
You're not shooting a kid like that, no matter what he done.
But he killed Banker Benson.
That's right, he's a killer.
Killer or not, he's got a right to be tried. I'm not letting you shoot him in the back. Look at him. He's having all he can do to cling to the side of that train.
But, Matty, that
now,
kid...
Now, calm down, Sheriff. He won't get away.
What's it look like he's doing?
I'll telegraph ahead and tell the station master at Pecos to stop the train. Drag that kid off and hold him till you get there.
All right. In the meantime, you better ride along the trail in case he leaves the train. I aim to hang that kid for murdering Banker Benson. Now, come on, Muldoon. We'll get our horses and get after him. Come on.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were at the top of a hill not far from town watching the train pass, and then they saw a slender figure clinging desperately to the side of the last cattle car.
Hello, look.
Ah, me see.
His feet are dangling. He can't get a footing.
He'd be thrown beneath those wheels.
That right?
Come on, Silver!
Get him up, Scout!
Urging his great horse, Silver, to top speed, the Lone Ranger dashed down the hill, then cut to the right to parallel the track.
Come on, Silver!
The gallant horse seemed to know what was expected. He raced ahead, gaining on the cattle train with every stride until he came abreast of the last car.
Hang on, I'm going to get you! Hang on just a minute longer!
Letting Silver have his head, the masked man leaned out from the saddle. His strong arms circled the boy's slender waist.
Why have you let go? That's it. You'll be all right. Hold there, horse over. Hold there. Steady, easy. There you are. You're all right. Steady now.
Horse, go. Hold fella. Hold fella.
Golly, Missy. Oh. You saved me. I couldn't have held on much longer.
Him all right?
Yes, I guess so.
Horse them come from town. Them come plenty fast. You see him over yonder.
What? You're mad.
Yes.
What'd that Indian say?
Horsemen are coming from town. Are they after you?
Don't let them get me. Don't let them get me, mister. They'll kill me.
Why?
Please, take me away from here. I'll tell you all about it when we're away from town. Please.
All right. Come on, Toto. Our last camp was pretty well hidden. We'll go there. Hold on.
Get him up, Scout.
Despite the fact that Silver carried a double burden, the big white stallion easily outdistanced the men who had ridden from town in pursuit of the train. The sheriff and a deputy decided that it was a hopeless chase and reined up.
Ho, ho, ho there, ho! Confounded Muldoon, he got away.
Yep, had a couple of pards waiting for him.
There's no use stopping the train at Pecos. I'll have Matty get word to the telegraph operator changing the orders.
Sheriff, did you get a look at those two?
Killer's friends?
Yes.
One was a redskin, wasn't he?
That's right. And the other wore a mask.
A mask? You sure of that?
Sure I am. I got to look at it before he started away.
Well, we better get back to town. I'll get the biggest posse I ever swore in, and we'll scour this whole region for those crooks. Come on. Get up there!
Get up!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were in their camp with the rescued boy. He was thin and looked but little older than Dan Reed, the masked man's nephew.
What's your name?
Bob Andrews.
Why were you running away?
Well,
you can tell me, Bob.
Yeah, I guess I can. You're dodging the law yourself. Maybe I should get a mask like yours. Do you have to wear it all the time?
Were you running from the law?
Yeah.
How old are you?
Well, I...
Don't stretch it.
I'm 16.
You don't look like a desperate criminal to me. What did you do?
Oh, I didn't do anything. I swear I didn't. But the law was chasing me. I didn't do anything. No, honest.
Why was the law chasing you?
Well, the banker, Mr. Benson. He was murdered.
Benson murdered?
Yeah.
Is that why the law was chasing you?
Yeah, they think I did it, and I can't prove otherwise. They'll hang me for it.
I see. Where's your family?
Well, I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to tell you anything more about myself. I won't say another word, and you can't make me.
All right, Bob. I'm not going to try to make you do anything. But I'd like to make a deal with you.
What's that?
Tonto and I have to go into town to get supplies.
And to tell the sheriff where he can find me.
You think I'd double-cross you like that?
Well, I'd...
A minute ago, you thought I was dodging the law.
Well, that mask...
I'll not tell the sheriff where to find you, Bob. Don't worry about that. But I want you to promise me to stay right here until Tonto and I get back.
Golly, I don't know. You talk like a pretty good sort, but you might turn me in for the reward.
Is there a reward for your capture?
There probably will be.
I'll not turn you in, and that's a promise. Now, this camp is well hidden. If you're smart, you'll stay here until we get back. If you leave, you're likely to find yourself in a lot of trouble. Lead your horse away from the camp, Tonto. I want to speak to you before we mount up.
This way, Scout. This way, fella.
See you later, Bob.
What you do now?
We're going to town, Tonto.
We not need supplies?
I know. I want to learn more about the boy's difficulties. Easy, Silver. Steady, boy.
Steady, fella. Steady.
I think he's telling us the truth.
Him sound plenty honest.
We'll know more when we hear what's going on in town, Steady.
Easy, big fella.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
In town, the sheriff was in his office when a deputy came in leading a small, weasel-faced individual.
Here, Sheriff. Here's Pokey.
Why am I here?
Sit down, Pokey.
Right.
What about the deputies, Muldoon?
I've got a dozen men ready to ride when you say the word.
Good. Go tell them to stand by.
All right, I'll tell them.
Now then, Pokey.
Why'd you have Muldoon bring me in here? I don't know nothing about Mr. Benson's killing.
I just want to ask a few questions before I start out on the manhunt, that's all. You've been working for the banker for some time, haven't you?
I work there at his house off and on.
What sort of work do you do?
Oh, I just cut wood, do some gardening, things of that sort.
You were around there when he was shot, weren't you, Pokey?
Yes, I was. I heard the gun go off.
I suppose you tell me just what you saw and heard.
I don't know much, Sheriff. Honest, I don't. I don't want to get mixed up in no murder.
If you don't want to get mixed up in a murder, you just tell me all you saw and heard. And where were you when the shot was fired?
I was in the back of the house working in the garden. There's a little vegetable patch there. I was thinning things out.
And you heard the shot?
Yes, I did. And the banker was out in front of the house. I hurried around the side and saw him. Sheriff, it was something awful. I'll show you how he looked. He stood there gasping, clawing at his head and staggering, and then, just like that, he fell right down on the grass.
You got a good look at the boy?
Sure did. He stood staring, looking at the banker with a gun in his hand. And, Sheriff, the gun was smoking.
All right. Get up off the floor and sit down again. But
I've got to go, Sheriff. It's time for me to get over to the cafe and swab the floor. That's one of my regular jobs.
Just a couple more questions, Pokey.
All right, Sheriff.
Did you ever see that kid around town before?
No.
You seen any strangers around town? A redskin with a paint horse? Or a tall, masked man with a white one?
No. And I've told you everything I know.
All right.
I yelled as soon as the kid started running away. I yelled that the banker had been murdered. I'd done all I could do, Sheriff. I couldn't have stopped the murder.
All right, Pokey. Go on and do your swabbing at the cafe.
Yeah, sure thing.
Just a minute.
What? Who's that? Mask.
Sheriff, you were asking about a masked man with a white horse.
How'd you get in here?
Back door. You left it unlocked. It's rather careless, isn't it?
You...
No. Oh, don't make that move. You wouldn't get that gun out of your holster.
No, I guess I wouldn't.
I have a wallet here. Does it belong to either of you?
Where'd you get that?
Is it yours?
No.
Yours?
No, it's not mine. Let me see it.
It's not yours. There's no reason to look at it. Let's put it in my pocket. Finders keepers, you know.
What do you want here? Where's that boy?
I just stopped in to tell you, Sheriff, that I don't think you want the boy.
Who don't?
I don't think he killed Benson.
You came here to tell me that? Well,
I came here to get some information. I think I have it. I have everything I need, so I'll be going.
Hey, wait, I want to talk to you.
Perhaps.
Sheriff, he's going away.
Why don't you try to stop me, Pokey?
Doggone it, of all the nerve. I never saw the like of that. He didn't even bother to take my gun. Open that front door, Pokey. Tell Muldoon to get the boys. Come back here. Come back, I tell you. Come back here or I'll shoot. That man, that masked man, get after him. Tell the boys to mount up and bring him in. He knows where to find Banker Benson's killer.
All right, boys.
Long before the lawmen could reach their horses and take up the pursuit, the masked man reached the edge of town where Tonto was waiting.
Easy, Silver. Easy, boy. Come on, Tonto. We have what we wanted.
Get up. Come on.
The two raced across the plains, outdistancing all who followed. They maintained their speed until they reached a woods and a clearing where Bob was to have waited.
Oh, Silver. Oh, Tonto.
Easy. Tonto, he's gone.
Why him not wait?
I don't know. We've got to find that boy and get more information from him. If he tells me the things I think he will, we'll establish his innocence. And if we don't find him, he'll hang.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. When the Lone Ranger and Tonto found that Bob had left their camp, they searched for and found his footprints.
Can't have gone far, Tonto. Traveling on foot.
Oh, him head for railroad tracks.
May expect to hitch a ride on another train.
Him wait plenty long time.
Probably doesn't realize how long you'll have to wait.
Kemosabe.
Yes?
You believe what boys say?
What's that, Tonto?
You think him not guilty of murder.
I'm sure he isn't.
Uska, old fella.
Who's Silver? He's a pretty big fella.
Tracks go down there.
That's curious.
Him no longer go to railroad. Him go to town.
We'll keep following him. We're sure to catch up to him sooner or later. Come on, boy. Easy,
Scott. Easy, fella.
There were times when the Lone Ranger and Tonto had to pause and study the ground closely to make sure the lad they followed had gone ahead. They lost many precious minutes with these pauses, but they kept on. The tracks led to a small gully, and far ahead, at the edge of town, there was a shack.
Hold it, Tonto. Oh, boy.
Oh, who's got, old fella?
Pretty silver.
Oh, fella.
Wait a minute.
In there.
Yes. He's standing at the door of that shack.
Ah. We go there?
Yes. Leave the horses right here.
Said a big fella.
We may learn more than we expected to.
Who's there?
Open the door, please. I've got to talk to you.
What? Great day. It's you.
You're the one they call Pokey, aren't you?
Yes, I sure am. You are the button the law's hunting. You got a pile of nerve coming here.
Oh, let me in, please.
Well, all right. All right, you're in. Now, suppose you start talking. What are you doing back here near town? I thought you'd made good your getaway.
I did, but I...
Right this minute, the law's out hunting those two partners of yours.
I haven't any partners.
Like fun you haven't. What about that masked man and the Indian...
That is a
mess. Yeah, what about him? Answer that.
Now, look here. Why did you say I killed Mr. Benson?
Huh?
Why'd you say that? It wasn't true, and you know it.
What do you mean it wasn't true?
Now, you lied.
Now, see here, kid. If you're going to talk like that, I'll just take you to the law and turn you in.
Well, that's what I want you to do.
Huh?
I mean, I want you to go to the law, and I'll go with you. You've got to tell the truth.
Yeah, just a minute. How do you know my name?
My uncle told me about you being his gardener.
You? Your uncle? Banker Benson?
Yeah.
You mean to say he was your uncle?
Yes, he was. I was in his house this morning. Well, I left just before he did. You were around at the side of the house. You must have seen me leave. I was halfway across the street when I heard a shot fired. I turned and I saw my uncle staggering and falling.
Fact is, youngster, I didn't see you crossing the street, but I thought you'd kill the old man. How do I know you're telling the truth now? I never heard Mr. Benson speak of any relatives. What's your name?
Bob Andrews. Mr. Benson was my mother's brother.
He was, eh? Well, then why didn't he never speak of her?
Well, they weren't friendly.
Oh, so they weren't friendly. So they were enemies, huh? You went and called on him this morning. Went and shot him.
I did not. Look, a long time ago, before my father died, he loaned some money to Mr. Benson. We needed it, so I came here to ask him to pay it back.
He wouldn't do it, so you shot him and stole it. Is that it?
No.
Did he pay it?
No, he didn't. He wouldn't even admit that he owed it to us, the ornery old tightwad. He opened his wallet, and it was just jammed full of folding money. Gave me $5 and told me to get out.
You don't expect anyone to believe that, do you?
Well, I... Oh, gosh, someone's got to believe it. It's the truth.
If it is the truth, why did you run away?
Because I was scared. I heard you yell out and I ran. Then everyone was chasing me. Oh, please, Pokey, try to remember. You must have seen me crossing the street. I went...
What's the matter?
Golly, I... wonder why I didn't think of it before.
Think of what?
You were the only one around the house. You fired that shot. That's what happened. You fired it and threw the gun out so it'd fall by Mr. Benson.
That's what happened. That's why you tried to put the blame on me.
You're pretty smart for a button.
Smart enough.
Well, you're right, see? After you ran away, I helped myself to the banker's wallet. I got his cash right here in my pocket.
Why,
but you'll never tell the sheriff.
Let go.
I'm going to throttle you for
Let
a
me
keep
go.
You little fool. You should have stayed away when you had the chance.
Let go of me.
Here's the wallet you dropped.
Huh?
Wallet, Pokey?
What the...
Come on, Sheriff. We're going to take him.
You don't get me.
Hey, look out.
I'm getting clear.
Oh, steady, Bob. You're all right.
Oh, you?
Yes.
He threw me right at you. Get him. He's going out the back.
Let him go.
Get up there.
Go get him. Get after him. Where's the sheriff?
Take it easy, Bob. The sheriff's not anywhere near here.
But you said... Well, you called him.
Yes,
you said...
I know I did. I wanted him to think the sheriff was outside the house to hear all that I heard.
But that wallet you threw in.
Did you recognize it?
Oh, yeah, I did. It belonged to my uncle.
Pokey had it in his pocket.
He did?
Yes, I was near the sheriff's office when the deputy named Muldoon was taking Pokey in for questioning. I guess Pokey was afraid the wallet would be found in his pocket. He tossed it aside just as he went into the office.
Oh, then... Well, then you know the truth.
Yes. It's another matter to prove it, Bob. That's why I made the move I did.
Golly, I don't understand.
You will. Otto, bring the horses.
What are you going to do?
You'll see.
Won't scout.
Otto, the man we warned rode away from the back of the house a couple of minutes ago.
Me see him.
Get after him, Toto, and mark the trail so we can follow at top speed. Bob, you're going to ride with me on Silver. Get in there, Silver. All right, Bob, up you go.
Yes, sir.
On your way, Toto.
Me savvy. Get him up, scout.
Where are we going?
We're going to let the sheriff see us.
City be caught. On Silver.
The Lone Ranger rode through the center of town, straight past the sheriff's office.
Hold Silver!
The sheriff and his deputy, Muldoon, saw the flash of the snow-white horse and the double burden. They lost no time in leaping to their saddled horses and taking up the pursuit.
Get up there! Come on!
The sheriff's coming.
Good, that's what we want.
Masked man rode out of town, then circled to pick up the trail that Tonto had left, the trail that would lead to Pokey. He found the Indian waiting for him on that trail.
Oh, Silver, ho, ho, back now. What about him, Tonto?
Him up ahead, behind big rocks. Him stop there.
He did? Why'd he stop?
A horse not good. Horse lame. Him stop and get ready to fight.
Good.
Oh, there comes the sheriff.
Three men riding with him.
Oh, they'll get us.
We'll see about that. Come with us, Tonto.
Oh, Silver, let's come.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto urged their horses ahead until they reached a place not far from where Pokey had prepared to make his stand. They dismounted and ducked in the shelter of some convenient trees. A moment later, the sheriff and his three deputies came into the view of the man behind the rocks. Pokey opened fire.
Rain up!
Ho, 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 ho.
He's firing on us.
Yeah, it's Pokey. He's up ahead there.
Hit the ground and take cover.
Here's your boy.
Hey there!
You won't get me alive. I'll show you. You little fool!
Let him have it.
Come on out of there.
Close in on him. Split up and go in from two sides.
Right. Come on over this way, Muldoon. We'll find out why the critter is firing on
you. Yeah, come on, Slim.
Right, Sheriff. Where's Thunder did that masked man go?
How do I know?
Is Pokey fighting with him?
Don't you come no closer, you hear me? Turn back or I'll get all of you. Get back, I said.
You better come out, Pokey. Come out with your hands up.
I will.
We can't get much closer without being hit, Sheriff.
Do the best we can.
Stop him, Pokey.
Sheriff, look. The masked man. He's hit Pokey's gun on.
Come on, now we'll get him.
All right.
Oh, Sheriff, here's the man you want.
I want you, too. Get your hands up.
My arm broke.
There's the killer. He's all yours, Sheriff.
The sheriff told you to get your hands up.
And while you're at it, take off that mask.
It's not necessary, Sheriff, but I'll holster my gun. Pokey killed the banker. Didn't you hear him admit it?
What's that? When did he admit it?
What? You didn't hear me?
I can hear you now.
And you fired on us, Pokey.
He fired on you because he thought you were coming for him. He didn't know that you were chasing me.
What's that?
What's that you say? The sheriff was chasing you.
Yes, but you thought he'd heard your confession. You thought he was coming to get you, so you opened fire.
What confession you talking about?
He was in his home, Sheriff. I gave him the impression that you were with me, listening outside at the time. I rode through town so you'd follow me. When Pokey saw you coming, he thought you were after him.
Hey, Sheriff, what's going on? Why don't you unmask and disarm that man?
Come here, Muldoon.
Oh, you tricked me. You made me
think... It took something like that to expose you. Tonto, bring Bob over here.
We come.
Sheriff, there's Bob Andrews, the lad you thought guilty.
Why, he was hiding back of them trees.
And the redskin.
You, youngster. What's your name?
Bob Andrews.
The banker was his uncle, his mother's brother.
Why'd you run away if you didn't kill the banker?
Bob will tell you how Pokey framed him.
Bud, why were you at the banker's house?
Well, I can explain it all right.
He'll tell you all about it, Sheriff, after you put ropes on Pokey. But first, tell me one thing.
Yeah?
Did the banker have a family?
None that I know of.
Then his sister might be his only heir.
Well, I didn't know he had a sister.
Bob, your mother will probably inherit the banker's property.
Gosh.
Which will include the money that was stolen from Benson's wallet. The money Pokey killed the banker to get.
No, wait.
You shut up.
Look in his right-hand pocket.
Come here, Pokey.
Oh, my arm.
Now, hold still.
I'll help you, Sheriff.
Oh. Here we are. Look at this roll of bills.
Holding money.
That does it.
Well, youngster, it looks like you're in the clear.
Gosh, that masked man.
Who are you anyhow, mister? Hey, come back here.
Any big fella? Now on, Sheriff. It's up to you. Come on, Silver. Let's
come. Well, nothing left for me to do.
I'll do that. Oh.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.